Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Mortal Instruments, Book 6, City of Heavenly Fire, by Cassandra Clare. Read by Sophie Turner and Jason Doring.
In God 'tis glory, and when men aspire, 'tis but a spark too much of heavenly fire. John Dryden, Absalom and Achitophel.
Prologue. Fall like rain. The Los Angeles Institute, December 2007. On the day Emma Carstairs' parents were killed, the weather was perfect. On the other hand, the weather was usually perfect in Los Angeles. Emma's mother and father dropped her off on a clear winter morning at the Institute in the hills behind the Pacific Coast Highway, overlooking the blue ocean. The sky was a cloudless expanse that stretched from the cliffs of the Pacific Palisades to the beaches at Point Hume. A report had come in the night before of demonic activity near the beach caves of Leo Carrillo. The Carstairs had been assigned to look into it. Later, Emma would remember her mother tucking a wind-blown strand of hair behind her ear as she offered to draw a fearless rune on Emma's father, and John Carstairs laughing and saying he wasn't sure how he felt about newfangled runes. He was fine with what was written in the Grey Book, thanks very much. At the time, though, Emma was impatient with her parents, hugging them quickly before pulling away to race up the Institute steps, her backpack bouncing between her shoulders as they waved goodbye from the courtyard. Emma.